Yo, what's up? It's your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. We dropping it fine. We tripping, ripping, running, hitting it up. Let's get it going, man. Let's get my guys in. 1804, ready to speak. What's up? It's your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles with the Six Eyes Radio Network. What's up? How you doing tonight?
Hello. How you doing?
I can't complain at all. Just getting in here trying to get my vibe on. Got my new laptop. It kind of gave me a little trouble trying to get it going here out of where I'm working at, doing my job thing and doing it is. Y'all know how it is sometimes out here.
Yes, that's right.
So is this Pride and Joy?
This is Miss Pride and Joy. It is.
So we're going to go ahead. Let's get a little thing music going. All right, here we go, right there. You're getting that rolling out there. Got the hot, the popping, the sick, and the rocking. We doing it big here in the Six Eyes Radio Network. It's the boys you get to tell last time. I got Pride and Joy on the line. Wait for Six Eyes to come in. I'm also got to call a caller to 724. If you want to speak, just hit 1. Press 1 if you want to speak. But let's get down to it, Pride. So how was y'all weekend?
Hello,
how was
hello,
y'all
hello,
whole vibe? Oh, one thing first. It is the DJ ATL Atlanta South winning birthday weekend, too.
Well, we want to say happy birthday to you.
Yes,
hope you have a wonderful birthday.
Oh, definitely. Had a real great. I'm going to tell you what. It was great. You know why it's great? I'm still here. I'm breathing. I'm living. And I give praise to George to God to give me this chance to wake up this morning and to appreciate my life. You can't have a birthday if you ain't alive. So let's give some claps
that's
to
it.
That, you know.
This is it. Yes.
So we're gonna go ahead. You know what? Before we get into some music, man, I'm gonna play my girl here in the ATL. She did call me up to wish me happy birthday, Miss Tamika B, with her song called Hurt and See. When we come back, we'll get into some of the entertainment report that we always get into
all
with Pride and Joy. It's your boy. DJ ATL Atlanta, live here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking in with Six Eyes, DJ ATL Atlanta South, Pride and Joy, and the Squad, that's right, Squad, let's get it.
Hey.
I'm awake, but I can't see. the heart of the city, yeah. Ain't no love in the heart of the city.
Right now, That's right. If you didn't know, Tom Brady and his wife not sleeping in the same house. And I don't know about y'all, but I know if you're married, you want to be with your wife. You want your wife to be there with you and your kids. But now they sleeping separate right now. They're in two different places.
Wow.
So he said he's close to the end. I think Tom Brady's getting ready to do the right thing and go back home. So what you think about that, do y'all think when him saying he's close to the end, that he is really close to the end this time, that he want to go ahead and be that family man, want to go ahead back and raise his kids with his wife and just let football go for a change? Do anybody out there agree?
It's about his time. If he actually don't play for the Patriots anymore, he plays for Tampa Bay, but we're letting all the Patriots know he's not coming back to be in the uniform for the Patriots. I'll let you guys know that y'all have y'all new quarterback. Y'all on y'all distant rat right now. So we going to go ahead. But I also got my home. Wait a minute. My partner in crime just came in. Mr. Six Eyes.
Okay.
How you doing, man?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I can't complain. I'm doing great, man. It's a winning DJ ATL Atlanta Styles birthday weekend. You know, I got myself turned up a little bit tonight.
That's right. Sound like you already turned up. So it's only going to get better as the show goes on. All right, so check
That's
it out.
That's right.
So here's the thing. Tom Brady, clearly it's not about the money. It's not about the money. I mean, it's nothing more he has to prove. So at this time, you want to keep your wife. You don't need the money. You don't need the money. So right now it's about making your wife happy. Happy wife, happy life. So that's what he needs to remember. And, I mean, that got to be pretty cool to be in a separate house. Now, most people be in separate rooms or somebody's on the couch, but they're in a whole new different house. So I got to get to that point, you know.
Right.
When I get, you know.
You got to get back in the bed.
That's pretty cool. I mean, he's in a whole separate house. So,
really?
Yeah, that's big right there. So everybody keep working hard and. You ain't got to be in separate houses. You know, you can have one house for entertainment and the main house for the main house. So that's what I'm working on right there. So, clearly it's not about the money. So I hope he do the right thing and come back home to his wife and enjoy his children while he's not all banged up and can't really be out there and play with his children because, you know, CTE is very critical. And that's what a lot of football players and boxers come into play with later on in life after they've retired, it affects the brain. I mean, too many hits, too many sacks, and too many, you know, talking about boxing, you know, and we're talking about football. I'm just telling you where it comes from. So being knocked around on that field like that, you know, you could start having brain problems, you know, but you only find that out after you pass. So that's what happened to Lyle Lozado. You know, and he ended up killing himself, you know, before. But when they found out he had CTE, which affects the brain, that's cerebral trauma. I can't think of the E, but it's from being too much head trauma. It's where it comes from, you know. So we wish Tom Brady the best. Clearly, it's not about the money, man. Go and enjoy your family and make your wife happy. Remember, happy wife, happy life. I'm complete. Yeah. Six Eyes Radio Network, 11 years and growing. Happy birthday to ATL. Hello to everybody, the Six Eyes Radio Network team. We're going to have a great show. Absolutely.
And then we heard somebody out there that was saying someone to speak out there. Is there anyone out there that was ready to speak?
Anybody? Welcome. Press the one if you're ready to speak. Otherwise, we thank you for joining us. When you want to talk, just press the one. We got you. And we want to say hello to us
all
around
right,
the city of states, our faraway country. Are we jumping each other tonight? What's going on?
All right, y'all. Well, we still going to stay in sports right now. One more time, we're going to stay in sports. This time, we're going to talk about Mr. Russell Wilson.
Hey, before y'all run into it, we do have caller 1718. I'm sorry, Erico 828.
Okay.
Erico 828. They do have their hand up. Do y'all want to say anything before we move on and get more into the entertainment report?
Hello, everyone. Good evening. This is the Queen from AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court. I just want to come through to wish a happy birthday to DJ ATL. I hope that your day is as awesome as you are, sir.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so beautiful. It's so great. It is proud to have the Miss Queen of the Squad live on the air to wish me happy birthday. I definitely appreciate it. Also, I know you just said something. I believe another caller just raised their hand, and that's area code 216. I'm going to let them say something too before we get going into the entertainment report.
What's going on, everybody? Good evening.
What up,
in the building. I also want to slide through. So, yeah, what's going on, my brother? Happy birthday to you. Sorry, heard it was your birthday. Heard you was turning up. Wanted to come through, show you some support and love.
Thank you. I wanted to drive through y'all's show. I had a special guest to come through tonight. We definitely going to get it, and I definitely got to have the squad when I bring this guest on to do a very huge. I need the whole squad to drop through because this person is a very huge right now. She's a big blogger. She does stuff on that. She has her own little private network. She deals directly with Oprah on a lot of projects. So we definitely, I was supposed to fall tonight, but she ended up getting caught up with something else. But she will be following my show. And I will give y'all a heads up to be on the show that time when I bring her on.
Oh, we appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yes, definitely. But I want to move forward here. I just want everybody to feel great. Happy because the life that is DJ ATL, give blessing to God, give blessing to the Six Eyes Radio Network, give blessing to the Squad Show on Sunday morning. What's the pastor on Sunday morning, man? He preaches a hell of a sermon. I want everybody to check out.
Pastor Kenneth.
Yeah, definitely. Jeff Kenneth Barnett, please check him out. He said some great things. It's great to learn things from him about the ministry. Yeah. Now, getting back exactly what DJ ATL and Styles wanted to get back to. I want to say it's just a privilege to honor to be on the air right now with these great people like Six Eyes, himself, the Queen, Pride and Joy, and also AJ of the Squad and Queen of the Squad and all of the squad. These guys really do great for the community. They put out information out there that can help the community, heal the community. And y'all guys, make sure y'all fall through on Friday nights and check that show out. And also on Sunday, check the show out, the Gospel Show on Sunday. There's a lot of other great networks on this show too, man. I'm not going to also forget about the World of King. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. Don't forget Six Eyes Gospel Wednesday. The Jamboree program, and I'm trying to look for my other folks on here. I'm trying to find my other guy to come on. Do they still come on? I'm trying to find them, but I don't see them. For some reason, I didn't get them on here. But again, make sure also on Monday, y'all check out the Motivation Monday. Yeah, make sure y'all check out that very much. So. And also, don't forget to check out DJ ATL, Lance Styles, and the squad, and everybody come on on Saturday night. We make it fire for you guys, all right? So I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball back to my man Six Eyes so we can get the entertainment report going again. Now, there's a lot to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to be, like I said, staying with sports and news. This time it's going to be Russell Wilson. It was always going to be a memorable return to Seattle for Wilson. The Seahawks dropped a quarterback with a third-round pick in 2012. During this time in the Pacific Northwest, he guided the franchise into 8 postseasons, including 2 Super Bowls appearances and 1 championship win in 2004. However, after the relationship stalled between Wilson and Seahawks, head coach Pete Carroll, he recently traded him to the Broncos in the offseason for a huge haul and exchange that sent shockwaves through the sports upon arriving in Denver. He signed a 5-year extension with the team, reportedly worth $245 million.
Oh, jeez.
Can I have that job? And he debuted this Sunday to come at his former stumping ground, in Seattle. However, it was his replacement on the Seattle sideline who really stole the show, Geno Smith, who had been the backup for Wilson. Looked at his first start since the end of Wilson era, with 195 yards, 23-28 of passing, with two touchdowns, Wilson, and 340 yards, 29-42 passing, and a touchdown. But the game ended with the ball out of his hands, despite the resources invested in his signing after a sloppy second half from both teams, including two fumbles from 1 yard line on back-to-back possession to start the second half for Denver. Wilson drove his team up the field, and finally, 2 minutes left. The 20 seconds left on the fourth yard, and after that, a very long field goal. On five at the Seattle 46-9, first-year Denver coach Nathaniel Heckel had a decision to make left. It's moved many things, so they end up winning. So what y'all think about Russell Wilson's return? When he got there, it seems like he didn't get the welcome that he thought he was going to be able to get when he got there. It seemed like, you know, they were still kind of a little sore at him from when he must have been there one time before. But what y'all think about
know, maybe,
it? Do y'all think that when he came home, he got a good welcome?
Probably could have got a better reception, but he didn't have Sierra in the stands, so maybe that, you know, had a lot to do with it. You know, when she's in the stands, it'd be pretty exciting. So I don't know. I'll let some real sports people talk about it. What do you think, AJ?
I know of Russell Williams, but I don't really know too much about him. So I didn't even know about the whole Sierra situation. So that's all news to me. Like I said, if it's not Ohio State University, or something that's got to do with, you know, the Browns or the Guardians or the Cavs, I don't really keep up with that type of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know nothing about sports. I respect the game, and that's about it. Maybe if they would have put me on the basketball team, I'd be more excited. But you know that story, so I ain't going back there. You know.
Well, what about that? Yeah. What about this money he getting? Y'all think he deserved that much money?
It seems like
he's making an awful lot of money, considering if you watch with some of the other, you know, quarterbacks that are out there making, that seems like they've been there longer than him.
You know, I don't know how they base the salary. Now, is that $284 million every year? Or how do they break that up? Because that's a lot of money every year.
I'm sorry. It's usually over the course of how many years they're signed with. So if it's that total amount, and he signs for, say, 8 years, then is that number divided by eight is how much you'll get per year.
That's spread it over eight years. $284 million is over the 8 years.
Yeah,
okay.
Just spread it over however long the time they signed for. That's how much they ended up paying them totally.
Did he get a signing bonus? Does anybody know if he got a signing bonus?
I don't know, man. But he did get a signing bonus on that. I think he did. I'm not for sure. But you hit it a good thing. Usually the signing bonus usually go in as a part of that money that he's actually trying to get.
But really need it? $284 million? I mean, wow. AJ, you got a well-rounded queen. I mean, a teacher and a sports analyst. Now, that it don't get no better than that. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. How's Journey doing?
Journey's fine. Journey's got his first haircut, and he looks just like a little man now, for real.
How's those little teeth doing?
Doing great.
Okay. So has he had his first Happy Meal yet?
Yes. He gets his own meals now. He ain't no getting a meal and splitting it. He got to have his own meal now.
All right,
he don't want no piece of nothing from nobody.
He get his own little Happy
he
Meal.
He wants his own meal, yes.
I know that.
Wasn't that so huge, though?
I just want to say, I quickly Googled something, and he got a $50 million signing bonus. He will make $77 million
wow.
this year. And on
Damn.
March of next year, he will have an option to pick up another $23
million. On top of that,
$284? Wow.
It didn't tell me all that. It just told me from now to upcoming of March. So, like I said, he signed. So, he already got $50 million off top. They gave him $50
mm-hmm.
million off top. He's going to make $77 million this NFL season.
Wow.
And then in March of next year, whatever, I guess he has an option of another 23 to go with, you know, like staying, like an incentive. Like, we're going to give you another $23 million on top of everything else. Yeah, but he
what
paid.
I'll tell you what we about to do. We about to become real good friends with Mr. Russell, and we all gonna get a piece of that bonus money. We gonna get a piece of that bonus money, and we gonna be good, all of us. Because that's a lot of money.
Understand.
We gonna make a song, and there you go. People love
songs. I just don't understand how or why athletes get paid so much money. That is just ridiculous.
Well,
the only reason
I could think of is, you know, they're putting their body out there to be beat up on the field. I mean, if that's the case, cops should get paid that much. Teachers should get paid that much. So here's the thing. So switching gears a little bit, one thing teachers are underpaid. Teachers are counselors,
mm-hmm.
parents, their big
mm-hmm.
sisters,
everything.
You know,
everything.
Big brothers, fathers, anything you could think of. They're that. Besides teaching the kids, I mean, y'all wear a lot of different hats, you know. And I think teachers are underpaid. If I ever get into a position, I want teachers to make way more
Definitely.
Over than what they make right now. And also,
yep.
You know, the police. I mean, even though
mm-hmm.
What?
Pizza still talking.
Dude.
Okay.
I have a quick question. That's not me playing that.
Well, who the fuck is it? All right.
That's
who
not DJ
on the board?
Y'all. We haven't replayed it, but I do want to say something on top of the money y'all asked why these athletes
wow.
get so much money. The reason why a lot of these athletes get so much money because the recruitment of the owners and recruitment of the doctors and bills they have to pay, and also their agents. There's a lot of money being exchanged with a lot of people before these even athletes even see most of this money. So a lot of times people think it's just the athlete getting most of the money. It's a lot of splits and stuff involved where that money goes. So it doesn't always just go right into the athlete's pocket. And again, there's still things, there's taxes they have to pay. So when you tax them, you get all that, you kind of figure out what they're doing. And again, to maintain their career, you know, they have to do so much because even in their situation, the NFL money is not even a guaranteed contract. That's not like they're not guaranteed contracts. So they can actually cut him and not get the, you don't have to get the rest of the money he's supposed to be owed to.
So
I do want to put
that out
there.
Now, you just said the same thing that Queen said. Now, who the hell pressed that button?
Yeah, I'm talking about when we say cut the money, they ain't getting no money. They just get cut. They get no money.
Hey,
they are.
Can you
they
just
got, feel they
it
got square one. They got that square one.
Hey. Hello?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Look.
I better give the ball back to you so you can finish. I know Queen said it, but I had to just let everybody understand. They make that money sound like.
You too, Lee.
They make that money sound like they're getting free money,
hey,
man. I'm telling you guys.
I got a big
ass
bottle of
hot
sauce over here. I'm just
saying. I'm saying.
Hey, man. Hey.
You wide open.
Listen to me, bro. I don't know what you drank tonight, but I want you to just sit back and relax, okay?
Hey, fans, y'all know the boy DJ ATLM Styles, the fly with the Falcon, fly with the pistol. Y'all know how I roll. So let me go in and get myself to sleep. I'm going to take me a nap. You go ahead. You got it 6 hours.
Yeah, 6 rest of the week. Don't wake up on Saturday. We'll see you next Saturday.
I just see some stuff, but boy.
Hey, y'all, we're going to take a music break. This is Kicking It with 6 Sides, ATL, Pride and Joy, the squad. Nicole, we'll be right back. 6 Sides Radio Network.
Can't help but to be yourself. Help me, yourself. Help me, oh. And I'm so back inside it, so I let you be. Get away, away your emotions. Don't go tell your dreams.
Some will be crying this next week, at Jake's. And I like it too. We're back in Maryland. ATL will be at Jake's Fish Fry this week. I'm filling in until he learns how to do radio. All right. Kicking it with Six Eyes, TM, Drive the Joint, Nicole the Squad, Squad the Squad, and our teacher, our educator, the Queen, Six Eyes Radio. And disclaimer, I did not teach him to do radio like that. No, no, no. You hear the squad each week. You hear the growth. So thank you.
An online radio, the Six Eyes Radio Network, 424-243-9617. Hope everybody's having a beautiful evening. All right, we are back. And we want to say a very illustrious career to Miss Gladys Knight and the legendary OJs. Their farewell concert was tonight in Canton, Ohio. So from the Six Eyes Radio Network, we wish you a great continued well-deserved retirements, Miss Gladys Knight and Eddie LaVert, Walt Williams, and Eric Nolan Grant from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Congratulations. Job well done, and your music still lives on because we're still going to be playing your music. So they are retiring from music. Their farewell concert was tonight. Homeboys Been at Large had their listening party. So if you haven't got that album, make sure you get it. Love Benefits. Everywhere you get your music, Apple, Tidal, Spotify, Walmart, Target, everywhere you get your music. All right. So we are back. So let's talk with the educator. All right, Queen, school has just started back. How are you adjusting? How was your summer? what new things have you noticed in your students since you returned? I mean, is it a good thing? Are they adjusting, you know, getting back adjusted from summer?
It's thanks for asking. It's actually a very mixed bag right now. We've only been in a couple of weeks, and first of all, staffing was very awkward this summer because a lot of our teachers in the system quit, retired one way or the other. Particularly my school, we lost 12 educators out of our school building, and that was even from the front. The whole front staff, the bookkeeper, the secretary, both principal positions were empty by the end of the summer, by the summer. They all left. Some moved away, some went to different districts, whatever the case may be. We lost probably at least 3 teachers on each grade level. So we've had to fill a lot of positions. Even myself, I'm short of a full-time person. So it's been really awkward. And then bringing in new people, adjusting to new people, you know, everybody can't work with everybody. So not having the opportunity to get to know these people first, it's been really strange and really difficult trying to fill everybody out. And even some of the newer people, they act like they don't want to get to know you. They kind of shelled and kind of, but they, you know, we all have to work together because we're all there for the same purpose, to nurture and bring these kids up to where they should be. So it's been really difficult. Our department has had a lot of changes, new guidelines. So that has been really confusing. It's just been really weird. It's been weird. It has been overwhelming. I have lost it a couple of times emotionally. My king has been there all the way. So I thank him wholeheartedly for that. The other day, one of the teachers came in and asked me to pray for her because she was really overwhelmed. So it's just been difficult. Our kids, you know, we got kids that had never even been in school, like our kindergartners. With the 2 years being out, they've never been in school. So they still really babied, not really knowing how to adjust to being in a big school, the environment. So I pray hard every day that God just give me the strength to just go through and produce what I'm supposed to produce. So it's been really weird. We've had bus drivers. We haven't had bus drivers. So we've had some buses that haven't been running. We've had the place where they've been wanting to pay parents to bring their kids back and forth to work, I mean to school. We've had buses that had one bus had to do 2 or 3 loads, so they was on the bus hours at a time. It's been really weird, just really, really weird this year. So just keep us prayed up, keep the whole system, school systems from one side of the map to the other prayed up, because it's just really odd this year. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, 6 Hours Radio Network, we definitely thank you. And you know, it's very rare that you find teachers who are definitely there and not just there for the paycheck. So I want to thank you for your continued educating our future. But in order to be the future, our kids have to live to be the future. So hoping that security is improved in all the schools around the world. Don't let funding be a factor of kids being unsafe.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So definitely, you know, each day, you know, praying for a safe commute to and from school, and just ask the Lord to wrap His head of protection around the schools, the teachers, the educators, cleanse their mind, clear their minds, because again, outside of being educators, they're also counselors, teachers, parents, friends. I mean, anything you could think of, they wear that hat. And they work in that capacity each day outside of teaching curriculum, doing lesson plans, et cetera, et cetera. So once again, I truly thank you, and I'm sure the world thanks you, because it's very stressful being an educator. And how's your mental? Excuse me for not asking.
Ooh. it's been challenged this week. Like I said,
is it balancing out a little bit?
Yes, it is, and I had to ask myself what was the problem this week. I've cried several times this week. It's just been something, but I had to make myself realize that today, well, Saturday, was actually the anniversary of my best friend's death. So I think that's what it is, because it bothers me a lot of times even now, and even still after so many years. So I think this week was just leading up to that. My hormones and my emotions was all over the place. So I think that's what most of that was. And, again, overwhelming, you know, upset, crying, overworked, tired, body aching. But, of course, my king has been right there, and he couldn't take care of me better if he was right here with me. So, again, I totally appreciate him for that. Because, honestly, being honest, Some of these mornings and these nights, I probably would have been a disaster if it had not been for him. And that's just being completely honest. So I completely thank him for that. But it's over. I've gotten past this week now. We're moving on to bigger and better things. And so then it's probably going to come again because my mother's anniversary death is coming up on the 28th of this month. So, you know, I'm not out of the woods yet. September's already really hard for me, but I'm just going to keep on being prayed up and know God give me strength and keep
one
on keeping on. One day at a time.
Right, absolutely. And you got your king holding you down. You got me holding you down. You
that's
got the
right.
Network.
That's
I mean,
right. The whole family.
We're all here.
You know,
yeah, we're all here. We're family. We're family. I mean, even though some people have to switch hats and put on an apron and wear some water shoes so they won't slip in the kitchen, you know, and wear mittens.
That's
you know,
right.
Sometimes
that's right. We're doing it all.
Because, I don't like the Jake's Fish, but sometimes people have to go to Jake's Fish, you know. And I said it jokingly, but ATL, are you out there? ATL, are you out there? Are you alert?
Still here. No, I'm still here. I just got my phone. I'm here.
Okay,
listening there well.
Listen. So check it out. Check it out. You know, I got to beat up on you a little bit. Okay? Don't take it personal. This is for growth, okay? Because here's the thing. If I was messing up, I expect you to do the same thing. You know? Nobody's above improvement. That's for me. That's for everybody. Okay? So don't take it personal. Did y'all go messing me with these sound effects? I don't know who is on the board, but it's cool. Has Nicole joined us yet?
I haven't seen we also have area code 434. First one, if you want to speak, and area code 205, if you want to speak, press 1.
Did he say 4?
I
press
one of them.
And 205, press 1 if you want to speak.
All right, well, we'll be right back after this song. Hopefully they press the 1. They're kicking it with 6 Eyes, DJ ATL. Pride and Joy, Nicole, and the squad, and the educator, the queen. We'll be right back, 6 Eyes Radio.
I'm sorry.
You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. Shout out to LeVar Spiegelman out there. LeVar Spiegelman, if you have not done so, get your hoodies, get your T-shirts. LeVar Spiegelman. He might join us. He might join us later on. You know, his voice has changed. So,
his voice changed?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
LeVar Bimble now?
Yeah. And at the same LeVar, you remember AJ?
Yeah, I heard he got him some.
Yeah.
I heard he was boogieing and lost his virginity.
Why his voice changed?
You know what?
I guess he got him some. You know, I don't know if we can say that on the air unless we put a disclaimer out here, but I don't know.
All I know, he came back home because I know he went on the date. I gave him a little bit of money.
Yeah.
He came back, and I said, LeVar, LeVar? Yeah. And I said, well, maybe, he might have drunk a beer or something. And woke up, his voice has still been like that. And he's out again. Yeah.
Well, once you get cutty, there ain't no coming back here. You're going to be with your buddy. You know, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah. So, hope you're being safe out there, LeVar.
Absolutely. Make sure. Wrap it up.
Yeah. Game a little bit of money. Go out there. You take your lady out. Make sure you pull out the chair. Make sure you hold the door. Make sure you open up the car door, close the car door. And now what my father used to do, he would wait till my mom have her fork picked up. And when she started eating, he started eating. That's how he would do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing about chivalry, it's not dead. It's just not practiced.
There it is.
It's definitely there.
My mother used to always challenge my father to give him the last bite of her food. And they said, if a man give you his last bite, that means he really, really loves you. So she used to always ask him, he would always give her his last bite.
Wow.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it must have not been a fork full of double chocolatey Dunkin' Hines cake. I don't know.
It could have been. If that's what your last bite going to be, then, hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
You don't even like chocolate cake.
I would like it if I'm going to eat it off of your fork, baby.
What you want to hear, A.J.?
Good night, everybody.
What you want to hear? What's your next song you want to hear? Turn this into TikTok. What do you want to hear next?
Come on, babe. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. I was waiting for the right moment. I really just, came and chill with everybody.
That's the perfect moment right there.
Say hi to DJ ATL. But actually, I do have to get up in the morning kind of early.
Let's go talk about this cake some more.
I'm going to excuse myself. And I just want to get the safe. And once again, thank you for the opportunity of being on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Come kick you with AJ and the squad Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern.
All right, and
I'm gonna leave this capable show in the hands of Mr. Six and DJ ATL and Pride and Joy and Queen and Vandalous Clay. I don't know, but all the squad, whoever's in DJ ATL.
You guys have a beautiful night. Again, happy birthday to ATL.
That's the smoothest exit I ever seen. Hey, God bless. Love y'all. Catch y'all next week.
All right, y'all have a good night. Now.
Let me look. This y'all party.
You have a nice one. Come on,
drop it, drop it, drop.
That's 424-243-9617. Like us on iHeartRadio, Apple Music, simply type in Six Eyes Radio. Press subscribe. You got us on demand 7 days a week. All right, let's check those phones out, see who wants to speak, see who's joined us.
What up, this your boy Dave Tolliver, a.k.a. the Black Pavarotti. Right now you're checking out Six Eyes Radio
Six
with my
Eyes,
little
Radio,
brother, Six Eyes. Man,
Eyes,
what it do? Every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 9 to 11 p.m., man. Taking you on that trip. Real music has never sounded so good. Six Eyes Radio, baby. Don't touch that dial.
And Six Eyes Radio celebrating 11 years of the radio. So from the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, keep rocking with us. Did you have any more entertainment news, Pride and Joy?
Yes, of course I did.
All right. Perhaps Nicole took the night off. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought she was waiting. Oh, no. Okay. Hello, 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 hello out there.
Hello, hello, hello out there. Hello, hello, hello out there. Hello, hello, hello out there.
Hello, hello, hello out there.
We still here. Just got a couple callers in. We still got two. We still got the two callers.
Oh, all right. Now you speak. Press the one. Say hello. Don't be shy. It's just radio.
Hello, ladies. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, who goes there? Hello, hello. Okay, I think people want to play with me tonight.
Yeah. 205 wants to speak. 205 is on the air. 205 is live in. Come on in.
Hello, 205.
Hello,
205. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio. Okay. 205, you're on the air. Take yourself off mute, perhaps. All right, Prime's right down. I'll be right back.
Okay. Hello, hello, hello out there.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Mother Rainanne?
I'm out here to support Pride and Joy. I done said this about 5 times and realized my phone was on mute.
Oh, that's why we ain't hear you. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why we ain't hear you. Well, we thank you
for
coming out.
Yeah, I was out here to support Sister Pride and Joy. I'm just trying to feel my way around and get to know what's going on the program. Thank you all for the invitation of 205.
Yes,
and once they bless,
thank you for
stopping
by. We got a couple
of
more topics. We got a couple of more topics if you want to sit back, Mother Rainier, and listen to the next couple of topics with us.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is 6i Radio Network, and we're going into a little entertainment news. The police responded to a possible robbery at Roscoe Chicken and Waffles on West Manchester Avenue at 1:15 p.m., where they found a victim with multiple gunshot wounds. The Los Angeles Times report that enforcement sources said that the victim is PNB Rock. The LAPD has not yet named him, his real name, but that's what they are calling him. The rapper PNB Rock has multiple rooms with him, and he had his girlfriend with him. They had went out to eat at Roscoe Chicken, and the guy came over, and they exchanged some words about some property, and it didn't go the way they wanted to go, so they shot up. They shot him up while he was inside of the restaurant in Roscoe Chicken. He was only 30 years old before he got to have died. Do y'all know who that is? Anybody know who that is? I know you know who it is, DJ ATL. Where you at? I know you know who it is. DJ ATL?
Yes, I am here. I just got my thing on.
Oh, there you go.
I was doing my thing.
Did you hear about that, DJ ATL?
I kind of heard. I didn't hear everything. Can y'all repeat what y'all just said?
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, at the Roscoe Chicken and Waffles, what did he his girlfriend after to eat? 10 years, yeah, he took his girlfriend out to eat. They went out to eat. And a guy wanted to discuss something about some property with them. And I guess it didn't go the way it's supposed to get, so he shot him up. He shot him up right in the restaurant. So I was wondering if you heard about that.
Yes, I'm very familiar with this story.
He shot multiple times, and then he got in an unknown car, and he did it.
I believe Peter Rock was nominated for an award a couple of years ago. He was really one of the key artists when Jacquees came out and said he was the king of R&B. Peter Rock was the number one R&B artist at the time when Jacquees, and everybody remember that when Jacquees said he was actually crowning himself as the king of R&B. Fortunately, this is a very horrific story. I mean, I've heard all different sides of this. We know a lot about the label. I mean, one thing I think I do need to talk about this, and the label has been put, most of all their artists, for some reason, have been getting killed. And there's been rumors surfaced that the label and distributor have been putting out insurance. I don't know if this is true. It's just a lot of talking. We're not for sure. I know Ice Cube, a lot of the cats from West Coast have talked about this situation, about the jury concerned, and also being said right now at this time in this era that we're saying that rappers right now is probably one of the most dangerous jobs to have because the deaths, the killings, that keep pushing on for that. So it is a sad situation. Fear Rock was a young guy, had a lot of stuff going for him. It's just a really horrific situation. But trying to say this is the sense that there's a lot more to the story, I believe, and will come out later on. I believe that a lot of artists right now in this day and time are finding a way of getting killed over nonsense and stuff that doesn't make any sense to us. But it's just unfortunate that now You are artists right now. You probably don't want to run anywhere with no gold jewelry on or anything highly.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had my take on this. I think P and Rock had been going to this restaurant plenty of times, I believe, and I don't think he was ever a target when he had the jewelry on. So it does question mark this whole situation a little bit about how he got mm-hmm. killed and how this. For some reason, during broad daylight, these people can walk in there with no mask and no face and kill these guys and just get away, and no one don't know which direction they went in. So it's a lot to talk about. I think this is a subject that I think a lot of OG elders need to have a long discussion mm-hmm. about with these young people, and what can we do to stop this. Young these killings that plague our communities mm-hmm. across the country. This is no different than a rapper than anybody else walking around on the corner. It seems that these deaths doesn't make any sense. But mm-hmm. I know you got another story in there that we do want to get to. I need to let you get back to the entertainment report because I know you got the story.
Yeah.
And I know you got the story about the Little Mermaid. So I'm letting everybody know y'all put y'all ears to the fears. Y'all call in 424-243-9617 because we getting ready to get into the big discussion now. All right, I'm going to pass the court. I'm passing the ball back to Pride and Joy to do that entertainment report. Let's get it.
Okay, we got one.
Hello?
Hello?
You faded out. What happened?
Oh, I thought we were getting ready to talk about Little Mermaid. I don't know if any of y'all had got the knowledge about the Little Mermaid being African American descent. Chloe, which is fascinating part. I thought that I'd get ready to go to that story. I don't know. I'm gonna go ahead and pass the ball back to you guys.
Everybody stand by. We'll have that coming up real soon. Maybe her call drops. She got called back in. I don't know what happened. Or did she on mute by accident? I don't know. Right back. 6 Eyes Radio. Check to see if call might have dropped ATL. She might have to call back in. Okay, so we'll have the entertainment news right after this song. Enjoy. Would you date a person that was 6'6"?
Can you focus on me? Baby, can you focus on me? Broke, no
we get this money, so I guess I can come back. But I feel alone even when I'm alone. And I don't cost nothing, but I want you up. Baby, I just want you to get up. Baby, I've been a little tired. Wish you would just focus on me.
Focus on this entertainment news. Are you ready, Pride and Joy? All right, are we ready with the entertainment news? Pride and Joy, are you there?
Well, I see a caller down. Has Pride and Joy got back yet?
Do you see her number?
Yeah, number's still there. I see their number. Yeah.
Okay, I'm here, Dan.
All right.
Are we going to be going over to news? Kavanaugh ripped Gracie's. What a Monday. We're doing it again. We're thinking that we know which race goes with what movie. Whether it's for a child, whether it's for a adult, we're doing it all over again. We're bringing race back into a movie. People that came out, tried out for the role, and she happened to be the best one. We didn't look at color. We didn't look at skin. We didn't look at degree. We looked at the perfect person that played the role the best. And it happens to be her. We wasn't looking at no different colors. We was looking for the perfect person. The Little Mermaid about teenagers. It's about women. We got to pick the right person for this. Because little girls are going to look at this Little Mermaid. They're not worried about the color. They're not even that. Most of the time, these little girls look at one another. They're looking at the difference of each other. She's different than me. Her color's different from me. They're looking at her as a role model. They're not looking at the color she is. They're looking at her as a role model, how she's playing this movie, how she's going to fit in this movie, how well she's doing this movie. That's what those little girls out there that's going to be looking at that movie are going to be looking at. They're not going to be looking at her color. So why should we always go back to the color? Why does it have to be color when it comes to a movie? Why should we think that we know when we ain't even went to school for that? What color is perfect for what movie? What children movie? What teenage movie? It's not a color. It's the perfect person, the perfect fit. That's who gets the role. It doesn't matter about color. When are we going to stop worrying about color? Why should it be a certain color? But something that our little girls are going to look up to. Why do it have to be just one race? Why all races can't be a color that our girls look up to? Long as they're the perfect role model. Why does it always come down to color? That's what I want each and every one of you to think of. Think about that. Does it really matter? Sir, does it matter of the color? Let's talk about all the things she has done besides color. She's came into the music. She'll change it for younger girls to come in and do the same thing that she's doing. She don't just sing. She's still in school. She still go to acting school. She still has to go out here and get the roles just like our girls do. She don't just get nothing given to her. She has to go through the same procedures that everybody else go to. I mentioned her and her sister when I talked about the Pink, the scholarship program. They are in there too. They have something with a lot that's going on in the world. And our children are looking at them. It doesn't matter about the color. Any race can be a role model. It's not a perfect color. A role model is a person that do the right thing. And, you know, I know sometimes you might say, well, we know that sometimes we run into different situations and different things in our life. Yes, we all do. It's nobody out here is perfect. Nobody has the perfect life. We all run into things. We all going to go through things. We all going to have trials and tribulations. We all going to have situations. We all going to have this. And so are our children. And our children should be able to look up who they want to look up. Because you know what? It's a time in their life sometimes where they don't want to go to mother. They don't want to go to father. But what if they got that one person that's out there that can encourage them and give them something good? Then they ought to be able to go to that person. It shouldn't always play a part of race. It's been going on so long, and it's still going on now. Of who gets the perfect role? Or who gets the perfect directing? Who gets the perfect, anything that has to do with a movie? Who gets the person, the best right? Who writes the best? You know, it shouldn't be that. It should be the perfect person. It shouldn't have to be a color thing. It should be the perfect person. It should be the person that's going to do the job, the one that deserves the job. That's what it should be. It shouldn't have to be a color thing. So what do you guys think?
I have to agree with you. The sad part is, do you hear me talking?
Yeah, I can hear
the
you.
The sad part is, this is learned behavior. You know, this stems back from slavery. Mm-hmm. You know, once slavery was over and schools were integrated. Once the schools were integrated, you still had your learned behaviors of don't talk to this person, don't talk to that person because of the learned behaviors when we were separated. You know, we should stay with our own race of people and not mingle. And unfortunately, in 2022, these practices are still going on. So nobody's willing to look at. Martin Luther King said he would like where people, we are judged not by the color of our skin, but the content of our character, our talents. We're not judged on our color. You know, if you're able to do the job, I don't care if you were plaid. Plaid got many colors in it. If you're able to do the job, that's all that matters.
Yes, yes.
You know, people focus too much on color. And they will pass up a great opportunity judging by color. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a habit that people should break. It's definitely a habit people should break. And until that happens, you know, unfortunately, we're still going to be having these same controversies over a cartoon who was loved and feared,
mm-hmm.
revered by everybody when it was another
yeah.
color. But now that
mm-hmm.
it's a darker hue, now everybody's up in arms about it. You know, so
mm-hmm.
give this young actress a chance just the same as you did the lighter hue. Darker hue, lighter hue. Give the darker hue the same respect you gave the lighter hue. I'm complete.
Okay. Anybody else that's out there have anything you would like to say on it?
Woo! It's your boy, DJ ATL. Here we go. We're burning up. Let's start from the top, man. I'm very disappointed in American people right now. Very disappointed. We're talking about a cartoon. We're talking about something that's, 99% of people have never seen it before, a mermaid. So we don't know what color damn mermaid is. I said it. We don't know what color. And then we also are basing a color of a mermaid off of color. That story is not real. I had someone try to explain to me a cartoon character, the story ain't right. I said, when you look at a cartoon, we don't have cartoons walking around here. So, and the cartoon is not a true story. So I'm kind of confusing American people in this whole concept. Mm-hmm. Now, again, this is the sad thing about it. This young lady who's playing this part, if y'all are not going to go watch her, y'all are sad. Because this girl is going to play Ariel at the highest level as possible. The girl can sing. She's one of the most talented young ladies that came out in this time and era right now. I just got to say that. And I just think that it's just sad that we got people who are just that dumb, just that big and stupid, to say something that's so stupid. Well, that's not the way to carry it. She's supposed to be white. It's a cartoon. It's Disney fantasy. So when fantasy is an accurate story, so it's just good free to talk that people have a real long way to go. I believe that American people right now have gone backwards. I just need Trump to come on because I really like to know what Trump think about this, man. I really like to hear his take on this. I'm going to go ahead and let Trump come on and talk about this because I know he got something to educate us on about this topic.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, hello. Right after this song, I'll talk. Right now, me and Pride and Joy are going to dance. Gonna shake my ass and she's gonna join me. Come on, Brad and Joy. You got the Donald on to yourself.
Better do it now before you get too old.
Life is not so bad after all. This is Donald J. Trump. You listen to the Six Eyes Radio Network with my homeboy Six Eyes, ATL, Pride and Joy, Nicole. Yeah. And the two that left out of here early.
James, hear yourself. Uh-oh, LeVar's back dancing.
Huh?
LeVar's back. What's up, LeVar? Oh.
Hey, everyone, how's it going?
I guess the money
forget where I came from.
I feel like in my mind. I love it, you can't tell me nothing.
Radio Network, baby. Well, we're going to get out of here. This is our last song. I want to thank you. Tomorrow at 12 Central, 1 Eastern, 10 a.m., the Six Eyes Gospel Show. You can praise him without leaving the house. For the Six Eyes crew, good night. God bless. We're out of here after this song.
How can you understand something that you never had?
Oh.
If you let me, I can help you well with all of that. Girl, let me love you, and I will love you until you learn to love yourself. I know you're troubled, don't be afraid. Let me love you.
Online radio, the Six Eyes Radio Network. Like us on Six Eyes Radio Facebook page. Follow it, that's right, Six Eyes Radio Facebook page.
This is Chris Jasper of the Icy Brothers, and you're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
This is Lynn Tyler. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Shaking it up?
Yeah, boy, it's your boy, Jeffrey. Shaking it out, man. They called me Chris Jasper, man.
Oh, won't you make me feel like I'm the only guy in the world? What is that?
Okay, guys.
Hold on, I can't hear you. Hold on. This song is almost over. That's ATL's girlfriend, Angel's new song.
That's a new song right there?
Yeah. Big difference, ain't it?
I mean, I don't hear that song before.
It's her song.
Oh, you said that's her song. I thought you looked like that's her song. She's song. She's her song.
That's AJ and ATL. That's ATL and Angel Sam. Nice. And what were you saying about Beyonce?
All right.
Nope. You're close, though.
That's what it is.
Michael.
You
change and you change me, girl. I thought it was really okay, too.
I'm going to put y'all both in music class.
You
and ATL.
Hold on. The start of that actually is Billy Ocean track.
Oh.
What song, ATL?
Before we get out of here, I'll play Angel song.
right, that song is going out to everybody from Two Piece. Now this guy is what, 6'7", 6'8"? This is for all his children out there.
Hey y'all, before y'all go, I'm gonna dedicate my song to my queen and the play. So before you get out of here, I'm gonna play this song. So I want y'all to hear it and y'all tell me what y'all think, all right?
Well, I tell you what, wait till this song is over.
We definitely will.
That's Two Piece Kids crying right there. Two Piece Kids. I don't know which one it is though.
Hey boy. Hey, Dad. Hey boy. You in that tub there, boy?
Yes.
You washing up, boy?
Yes.
Hey, kid boy. Wait up, you're playing that water there, there, boy.
You okay.
Okay.
Are we ready for that song from you and your girl, ATL?
Yeah, we're going to put that on, and we're going to go ahead and close out the show. You know, I like everybody. Thank y'all for wishing me a very happy birthday.
Birthday.
Like they say, I also like to say it's also an anniversary, so. It's our anniversary. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and
that was cool.
11 years in radio. Six Eyes Radio Network. 11 years in radio. The Six Eyes Radio Network. 11 years in radio. The Six Eyes Radio Network. 11 years in radio. The Six Eyes Radio Network. 11 years in radio. The Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right, so. Let me see if we can get this. It was on here. Now I just automatically saw. My computer kind of is, I have a little issue with the board, but it's all good, God. I want to say also to everybody, definitely don't forget to check out the show tomorrow morning, the gospel show. Actually, Pastor Bonet really gets in deep with the Bible. I mean, if y'all guys really wants to know about the Bible, and y'all always say, it goes by the Bible. Goes by the Bible. This is the guy you want to listen to. I mean, he really breaks it down for you so you can understand. And a lot of questions y'all have asked is about why things are happening the way they are. This guy definitely explains the scriptures the best. I don't think there's too many other people out there who really gets down and explain that Bible. Like you say, goes by the Bible. And before we go, always, always trying to get something else. Everybody give up.
Yo, what's up? This is Tweety. You're listening to my uncle, Six Eyes on Six Eyes Radio, baby.
Wow.
We had to get that down.
That's my little niece, Tweety.
All right, so the song I'm finna play is a Drake song, y'all. Y'all know it's by Fancy. I'm finna blast that off right now. I'm trying to find it. For some reason, it's trying to find itself. It was in my board, and then all of a sudden now it's decided to...
It's still
to just,
here.
No,
Yeah,
it should be.
I got
it's
you.
Drake Fancy.
I got you.
All right. Oh, there we go.
Go, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
ready, so I know we gon' be here a while. In the bathroom, flat irons and nail files. Spending hours in salons on your hairstyle. And in the mall, steady racking up the air miles. Hit the gym, step on the scale, stay at the number. You say you dropping 10 pounds, preparing for summer. And you don't do it for the man, man never notice. You just do it for yourself, you the fucking coldest. Intelligent too, ooh, you my sweetheart. I've always liked my women book and street smart. Long as they got a little class like half days. And the confidence to overlook my past ways. Time heals all, and heels hurt to walk in. But they go with the clutch that you carry your lip gloss in. And look, I really think nobody does it better. I love the way that you put it together.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nails done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nails done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Well, aren't you a breath of fresh air from all these superficial gold digging bitches in here? They get a ball and figure they ain't gotta pick a career. Guess they plan on sucking dick until some meals appear. Like voila, you do it right, he just might buy you a car. Man, she play these suckers just like B.O.B. played a guitar. Now here you are, with your girls having drinks at the bar. I say I'm buying, you decline, that is kinda bizarre. Independent with the demeanor of an R&B singer. Naked ring finger, M3 Beamer, champagne rain, triple white gag. Closet full of brand new clothes and handbags. Alexander McQueen, Prada, Gucci, Chanel, D&G, BCBG, Versace, Louis, and BBC. You ain't needy, greedy, or easy as these other breezes who fuck for vials of reason, the bowls of baked ziti.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my NY girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my
LA girl, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my CO girl, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, nail done, hair done.
Say, go Cinderella, go Cinderella. Orgasm, blush, lipstick, dick, a seller. Devil in a tight dress, girl, you a killer. And ain't nobody realer, and ain't nobody realer. Go, 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 go.
Showtime.
Go, 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 go. Ass, we proceed.
5 1/2 and boys, asses off the hook. Cinderella about to lose the glass off a foot. And when I find it, it's when I find you. And we can do the things we never got the time to. Better late than never, but never late is better. They tell me time is money, but we'll spend it together. I'm down for whatever, you just lead the way. We go to dinner, y'all don't even look at me to pay. Mature women with more than me were the first to tempt me. And Jason had this girl Tammy with a purple Bentley. How she got it, I ain't never get to ask. I just knew that she was fine like a ticket on the dash. Yeah, but shout out to the homeowners, the girls that got diplomas and enough money to loan us a little something extra, should we ever need it. If it sounds like you, then let me hear you repeat it.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nails done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nails done, hair done, everything did.
Everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Fancy. All right, all right. It's your boy DJ ATLF1000. We're going to sign it out. Everybody, it's all over. So we'll see y'all next Sunday, next Saturday from 11:30 to 1. Before we get up out of here, make sure y'all check out the morning show. Uh-huh.
ATL? I want you to get off the phone right now. Crawl under the bed. Do not wake up till next Saturday. All right?
No, you don't want me to call in. I got to come on. I'm ready to party. I'm partying. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right to the Sunday morning show. All right. Okay. All right. I'll be on next Saturday.
Right now. You need to go to bed right now. Good night. Love y'all from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in to Six Eyes Radio, AJ. The squad, make sure you check them out every Friday. But you just enjoyed Six Eyes Radio, DJ ATL, Pride and Joy, Nicole. So good night from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Woo! We out.